Welcome to Riscario Insider, episode 39, where an actuary reveals how the wealthy tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma. Today we look at why you can't know what you want. Joni Mitchell said, "Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?" Joe Jackson said, "You can't tell what you want till you know what you want." Joni and Joe are both correct, but there's another aspect. You can't tell what you want until you know what's available. Some people try, but they're cheating themselves. This is often when they're looking for the cheapest price today. In the previous episode, number 38, we looked at why you can't and don't buy on price. You can't decide without knowing your options. Let's look at a concrete example, buying a computer. Here's a page from an old Best Buy flyer. If you can't see it because you're listening to the podcast, then do go to the blog post and you'll see that there is a link there to the image. You can click on it and see the ad. So take a look at that ad and decide which computer you would buy. You might buy based on price, low, medium, or high, perhaps brand, perhaps benefits or features, perhaps the screen where you look at size and resolution, maybe performance where you're looking at the CPU speed and memory, perhaps portability where you focus on weight and size. The intended usage is another factor. You might pay more for equipment that is business grade. Product life could be another consideration. Something that's more expensive might reduce the need to replace the computer. As you look at the ads, notice what's generally missing: weight, battery life, thickness, and screen resolution. What you think you want may not be what you want or what ultimately satisfies you. That's what happened when I bought one of those newfangled all-the-rage netbooks. Case study. I thought notebooks were interchangeable and bought primarily on price. I got an HP Mini 110 for $50 off. The price was fair, but I quickly found that what I got wasn't what I wanted. I got annoyed by the bilingual keyboard, a pet peeve of mine. The trackpad buttons are on the sides rather than the bottom where they usually would be, the lack of Bluetooth, the weak wireless antenna that kept giving up the signal, losing the signal, and the poor resolution anti-glare screen, 1024 by 576. Next, I spent a bit more and got a Dell Mini 10V. This is the value edition of the Dell Mini 10. This eliminated the problems with the HP, but added three new ones. Wrong screen resolution. I got 1024 by 600 glossy instead of the advertised 1366 by 768. Second, a 3-hour battery instead of the previous 6 hours which the HP had. This is assuming 1 hour per cell. I thought 3 hours of battery life was more than adequate until I used the HP, which has a battery that, for my purposes, just goes on and on and on. And third, heat. This Mini runs too hot, which can't be good for the components or your lap. Finally, I got the Dell Mini 10, which costs the most but eliminates the issues above. The screen resolution is 1366 by 768. On the surface, this may seem like too much resolution for a 10-inch screen, but you'd be surprised at the usability. Also, the battery is 6 hours, as an estimate. The case is metal, which is more rugged. The heat is low because this computer uses a more expensive Atom Z chip, or Z, in place of the usual N processor. Finally, there are no moving parts, which means more durability. The surprise. Here's the big surprise with the Dell Mini 10. Complete silence. Portable computers are generally quiet, but the spinning hard disk and cooling fan make some noise. I paid an extra $130 for a 32GB solid-state hard disk made from memory chips instead of the usual spinning 160GB magnetic hard disks. Frigid winters, humid summers, and foreign travel are tough on delicate mechanical devices. Even if nothing goes wrong, there is the worry that something could. What would you do then? The multi-touch trackpad is a free prize that did not affect my purchasing decision, but is very satisfying to use. Lesson learned. The point here is not to keep spending more because your needs are probably different. The lesson is that I didn't realize how much I valued silence before. There's no way I would have bought a Mini 10 at the outset because I didn't know what I wanted or how much I'd pay for it. You've probably had similar experiences. We don't know what we want until we know what's available. We can't know. You can read Ruscario Insider online at blog.ruscario.com. That's RISCARIO. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.